Welcome back, friends, to another episode of the Amber May Show. So today it is my distinct honor to talk to Pastor Parker Pavlosky. He was the pastor whose video went viral during the beginning of COVID when the Canadian government wanted to shut down his church during Holy Week, and he told him to get out. And he has been politically prosecuted for many years, and we're going to hear his story because he's facing up to 10 years in prison, and he hasn't really committed any crimes. In fact, the Canadian government really committed crimes against him. And we're going to find out more of his story, so please like, share, and subscribe. Please like, share, and subscribe. And then I would ask you to help his family. If you are able and called to donate to his family after hearing his story, please go to streetchurch.ca and donate to his family, because he needs living expenses paid for. He needs attorney fees paid for, especially if they do throw him in prison. So this show is really important to me. It was divine intervention that I even got to meet him. So I hope that you will enjoy this episode today. I'm just so emotional because there's just this connection that I've always felt towards this pastor. I don't know why, but there's just this connection I've always felt for him. And I think he's an admirable man. So like, share, and subscribe. If you believe in what I'm doing, consider becoming an angel investor. And the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com. Click the donate button and donate whatever you feel you can donate, or you can become a $5 monthly subscriber by going to theambermayshow.locals.com. Theambermayshow.locals.com. Join us on Telegram at The Amber May Show. I'm on True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, and I just joined Call Hubs, so join me there as well. Well, coming up right now is Pastor Arthur Pavlosky.
Hello, everyone. We've all been longing for hope and a plan that would secure our elections forever. Well, now it's all come down to this. I'm hosting an event August 16th and 17th, and we're going to reveal the plan that will save our election platforms immediately. And it's something that's never been thought of before, and it's never been done before in world history. And the biggest thing is everyone's going to embrace this plan no matter who you are. So go to lindaleevent.com and sign up with your email now to gain exclusive live stream access. Enter your referral code and you'll also receive a free online gift now. Thank you and God bless.
I told you it is my honor that Pastor Arthur Pavlosky is coming on the program again today. I'm so grateful for you spending time with me. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me back on your show.
Man, a lot has happened to you. I remember you first coming on the scene that I found out who you were when during Holy Week, when COVID was going on and the Canadian government was coming after you, trying to close down your church. And you're like, no, we're going to worship God. And I had so much respect for you because so many churches in America, where we have the freedom of religion, where government cannot interfere in the practices of religion, so many churches shut down. And here you are in Canada, and as far as I know, don't have that freedom. I don't know. You can educate me on that. And you were telling the government, get out of my church. We're going to do Holy Week. We should be worshiping our God no matter what. And that's when I found you. And then all this stuff started happening and they were coming after you, and you were preaching at the trucker convoy. You know, the Canadians were finally trying to come together to fight the tyranny of the Canadian government. And you were just preaching a message of solidarity because you saw solidarity and what it did to your home country in Poland, if I remember correctly.
Yesterday, I was in Lethbridge. Lethbridge is the place where all of those trials for the convoy in Coots and Milk River is being tried. And there are four men that were arrested after me. I was the first one to be arrested, and then 13 other people were arrested as well. Well, the four men who are still in prison without trial, over 500 days, still in prison, shackled like animals, in solitary confinement, and justice has been turned into a mockery. Now we have evidence that the Crown Prosecutor Stephen Johnston lied and did a criminal thing if it comes to the process of bringing the arrests and warrants and everything. So yesterday was a very interesting court day, because now the government is fighting for this evidence not to come out. They want to seal it. They don't want the people to know what this Crown Prosecutor did. And it's so sad that we have come to a point in our beloved nations where the people that are supposed to protect law and order are the real villains. Right. I call them the gangsters in uniform, those so-called peace officers, where every time they show up, peace is gone. They are the muscle for the biggest mafia there is. Politicians that we used to call them the servants are serving only themselves. They're traitors. And the mainstream propaganda, instead of keeping an eye on what's going on, they're in bed. They are actually in bed with the villains. So it's a tragedy.
How did you survive mentally 55 days? And I have to ask you, how come your faith didn't waver? You preach about God and you tell people about God's love. How come you didn't waver on your faith and say, well, if God was so wonderful, I wouldn't be in solitary confinement being tortured? I want to know that side of your testimony.
Yeah, well, it's 50 days.
Sorry, I keep saying 55.
No worries. I have been arrested many times before, but the last one was 50 days. And I think 50 days is very important because I believe that my imprisonment was symbolic. I think that God is using my story to show how evil the country has become. And the 50 is a very important number, 50 cubics gallows for Mordecai that was built by Haman. 50, you know, is a number of the Holy Spirit and justice and judgment also. So the first week was the worst for me. Because first of all, I didn't know what's going on. I was denied access to my lawyers. It was confusion. They would not allow me to have my glasses. My Bible, two Bibles I had, that were confiscated, taken away. My write-ups for the eyes of the lawyer, taken. So I'm in a little cell, literally, you know, a tiny little thing with nothing to do. And you walk back and forth and you go crazy. There's nothing to do.
Right.
And they want it that way. They want to torture you. And when you Google it, a solitary confinement, it's a form of torture. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're torturing people. And they don't have to beat you up. They can just lock you in a little uncomfortable place. And it's a torture. So
that's right.
I was allowed to leave my cell for a phone call and for a shower. So I would use that time to minister to the inmates that were locked in different cells. I took a shower and then I called my wife. What kept me sane was an understanding that this is no longer about me and my family, that the story is a lot bigger, that God is using a little me to bring hope to millions around the world. That if I can do it, that means you can do it as well. If I can survive this, that you can survive what's coming as well. I remember calling my wife and saying, does anyone care? I think the most important thing for those political prisoners in your country and our country here is to know that there are others, that people care, that people are suffering with us. And when I asked my wife, so what's happening? She would say, don't quit. There is millions of people around the world that are praying for you.
They're sending me texts.
They are emailing, they're phoning. I mean, the phone doesn't stop. There are millions of people that are cheering for you. They're praying for you. And don't quit. You have become a symbol of resistance, and the enemy wants to break you. So also, finally, after pressure and thousands of people phoning, they gave me back my papers and Bible. So then it was easier, because every morning I would just read the Bible, I would pray, I would study, I would prepare my sermons. You know, Bible is a fascinating word from God, because it's a treasure that you never are, you know, you never run out of silver and gold, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Every time you open the Bible, it's something new. It's fascinating. Mm-hmm. It's like an adventure. So I read the Bible every day, multiple times, and then I was ministering to inmates. Finally, the inmates were so upset with what they were doing to me that they signed a petition that if the warden will not let me out of cell to have interactions with them, they're going to have a riot. So I remained in solitary confinement, but I was let out briefly to have interactions with other inmates. That's where I started my Bible study. That's where I started my church services. And then 45 days later, of course, I was kidnapped by sheriffs, shackled, and taken to a mag spot. So what kept me going was an understanding that this suffering is for something bigger. It's no longer about me. The story is bigger than the Pavlovsky's family. The story is bigger than just a guy going through the ringer. It has become a symbol. It has become a moment in history that God wanted to use as a voice for others. So what I started to do, I would call my wife or my son, and they would record my mini sermons or my mini political statements, and they would publish them every day. So that scared the administration big time. And so they were messing with my phone privileges. But I was so popular in jail. Everywhere I showed up, people recognized me. They knew I'm not a criminal. They knew I'm there because I stood for my church, for my people in the church, for Canadians. So everywhere I showed up, I was recognized and clapping and you know, free Pastor Art. The inmates were banging on the windows and doors and yelling and screaming every time I would show up. There was a cheering. So because I was so popular in jail, other inmates were giving me their telephone, you know, abilities. Wow. So when the guards were blocking my phones, I was able to use other inmates' ORCA numbers and phones, and so the message was going out. Everything they were doing to me, I would be able to articulate outside. So
does that remind you of Jacob and how God gave him favor in prison? Does that remind you your story? Joseph.
Yeah. Joseph. It's interesting. I was contemplating, of course, on the story of Joseph sold into slavery and falsely accused of rape, and then, you know, in dungeon, a slave, a falsely accused rapist, and it's impossible situation. Also, what kept me going was an understanding that God will use this for good. I mean, what enemy means for evil, God turns around for good, and that's the story of Joseph. And there were a number of prophecies that were given to me that's exactly how the story is going to end, from a prison to a palace, from an impossible circumstances to a beautiful ending. So I knew that sooner or later, God is going to step in and I'm going to be led out. And that's exactly what happened. But the story continues. It's not over. God has been using our voice to cheer people up. And I want the people to understand that when you face the giants, the uncircumcised Philistines mm-hmm. in front of you, you don't stand a chance. Mm-hmm. It's an impossible task. You're not powerful enough. You're not rich enough. You don't have powerful friends. However, when God steps in, it's over for your enemies.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
In the early 1900s, like 1920s, 30s, you with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20. Maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, wealthmanagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like some, to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you.
Hey there, I'm Darren.
And I'm Randy.
We're from Patriots with Grit, and you're watching The Amber May Show.
Check it out.
When you have your holiday, you could get the beloved cheesecakes. They're so delicious. I'm so excited. We have family over. We're going to enjoy this wonderful, delicious cheesecake. And if you use promo code Amber, you could save some money at checkout.
It was so delicious. I was only going to have one piece. But I had her cut it. I had her cut the piece just like the sliver. And I got to have three pieces.
What did you think about the cheesecake?
I loved it. It was really rich and really yummy. I had the chocolate and it was very, very good. And I really appreciate that we got to eat some. Thank you.
Hey, so when it's the next celebration in your household, or you have company coming over, or you just have a craving for cheesecake, make sure you visit belovedcheesecake.com. Use promo code AmberMay at checkout to save some money. That's belovedcheesecakes.com. Remember, promo code Amber at checkout.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
It's over for the uncircumcised Philistines. It's over for the Goliaths of today. And that's the beauty of our God, that when he comes, it's done deal. Like I always say to the people, we have already won. We have already won. The enemy just doesn't know it yet. The victory is guaranteed. Before we even enter the ring, we already have the victory. We know the ending. And we are lions following the lion from the tribe of Judah. Mm-hmm. Jesus is a roaring lion, and he's coming to judge the living and the dead. So we must understand that if he is our brother, we are lions, lionesses. That means he wants us to form a pack, to form a pride of lions and go and take what's rightfully ours. I remember when I was in a plane flying to United States, I asked him, what do you want me to tell Americans? And here's what he said to me. He said, tell this great American eagle that it's time for that eagle to rise up once again and start flapping its wings. And when he said that to me, I understood that America was used before for freedom. And God is expecting Americans to do it again. And flapping wings and rising up and means action. So I'm pleading with Americans all the time, come to the rescue. Come and rescue Canadians. Come and rescue the world that has been attacked by Chinese communist mm-hmm. entities that are trying to destroy us. And I think, you know, you're a power horse. Americans are powerful, and that power, God wants to use it once again. And you cannot just say, I'll pray for you. There is a time that God is requiring action. Mm-hmm. You must act. You must do something. This is the time where we must do something. You can send the letters to the Alberta government. You can call the premier's office. Anyone can do that free. You can help us financially to support the struggle. We already spent over $1 million on legal fees fighting this, those tyrants. And my son Nathaniel just came from European Parliament. Mm-hmm. He was testifying in front of them about what's happening in Canada. And then upon arrival in Montreal, he was arrested.
Your son?
My son, Nathaniel.
I did not know he got arrested.
He was told that there is a warrant for his arrest by the guards, by the, the guards that stop you, the customs. Taken with my wife, they were searched, interrogated, and Nathaniel learned that there is a warrant for his arrest because he dared to participate in a protest in Calgary a few months before, and that protest is deemed illegal by the Witch of the West, Judy Gondek, the mayor of Calgary. Illegal protest, and he was charged with harassment because he read the Bible during that protest. So he is facing two charges himself. I made a big deal out of his arrest, and so when he arrived in Calgary, the Calgary police said that they don't know what we're talking about. There is no warrant for his arrest, and I hired a lawyer, and the lawyer said that finally they came through with the story, and they said there was a, according to them, a clerical error. It was an error, according to them, that he was detained at the border because of that warrant. So they're liars, they're manipulators, they're cheaters. There's nothing decent or good about those people. No. They're evil. They're evil people. And don't kid yourself, what we're witnessing right now is a showdown, if you will, evil versus good. The God is shaking the fence. And I shared that vision about half a year before the lie. I had a vision and I saw people sitting on a fence and I could not see the end of that fence. And the people were sitting on top of it. And I knew when I saw those two powerful hands that grabbed that fence and started to shake it. And I knew those hands are God's hands. And God shook that fence and he kept shaking. And I saw people falling to the left and to the right. And he kept violently shaking the fence. And when he was done shaking, when he was done, he spoke to me. He said, when I'm done shaking, everyone will have to choose either me or the devil. I mean, that's what we are witnessing right now. This is a clear, or let me put it this way, a clear separation between good versus evil. People are forced to make a decision. Am I a good person? Or I am an evil person. And people are forced to jump either left or right. And I think that's what the whole thing is all about. God was watching this. And here is another thing. I believe God is doing this. I think God is forcing us to make a decision. In other words, he's intensifying the fire. Think about it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. All the nations bowed, but those men said no. And they said, if God will rescue us, fine. If he does not, fine. It's okay. And Nebuchadnezzar is telling them, who will rescue you or deliver you from my hands? You see, arrogance, pride. They think they're gods. They think they are the kings of kings. But they said, fine. Off they went to the fire. In the fire, God dealt with their enemies. It was in the fire, not before the fire. It was in the fire that God dealt with their enemies. It was in the fire that they were set free, not before. They had to be thrown bound into the fire in order for God to step in to set them free. And he shows up and he spends time with the boys, with the men. In the fire, they had a global testimony. And that's where I believe the church missed the boat. God wanted us to have a testimony for the whole world to see. And they sold Jesus like Judas Iscariot for a silver coin, or they just got scared like Peter that denied Christ because of fear. Fear and of paying the price.
What you're saying makes a lot of sense to me, because many years ago in early 2000, I was reading the book of Daniel, specifically Daniel chapter 10. And it talks about how Daniel asked God for an answer. And the word of God says he immediately dispatched the word, the answer that Daniel was looking for. But in the heavenly realms, it got caught up for 10 days. And the angel that God dispatched was in battle with the prince of Persia. And that they were battling. And then finally, God dispatched Michael to fight the prince of Persia so that the original angel could go meet with Daniel. And in that scripture, God said, the prince of Persia is over your nation. He just said that clear as day as I'm reading it. And when he said that, I got the impression that that meant there's going to be an end to the reign of the prince of Persia. And I'm thinking that maybe right now what we're dealing with is that final battle where God's ending the reign of the prince of Persia. I don't know. That's all I can think about is I keep going back to what God told me. Many years, early 2000s. And so I'm just wondering if this is the time that we're finally going to see the end to his reign over our nation. And ever since I got that word from God, I've been praying over all kinds of stuff, especially the sexual sin over our nation, especially that. But I've just been praying for the destruction and the end of his reign. And I mean, God told me to start my podcast again. So I did during my dad's last sermon on earth. He put me in connections with certain people that I never would have met, including yourself. And it's just been an incredible journey. And I'm like, I can't imagine this not being the end of his reign. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, how gold is being purified, or diamonds. Do you know how diamonds are made? They are made deep inside the earth under very hot conditions, fiery conditions. So God is making diamonds. He is purifying his church. The judgment starts in the house of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I see. I think God is shaking the fence. He's purifying his church. He's segregating, separating the sheep from the goats, the sheep from the wolves, the chaff from the wheat. He's cleaning his house in order to bring his glory. Everything I see is for his glory. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they had a global testimony because they were willing to do the right thing. Majority of the people, majority of the Christians, clergymen, didn't do what they were supposed to do. Therefore, they lost their testimony. They betrayed Jesus. But out of the ashes, they are amazing remnant people that are rising up. Those that didn't bow before, they went to the fire and they have become a global testimony. And I think my story of my family, our church, is a global story of for the people to see that when you do not bow, when you do not worship the enemy, you become a testimony for the multitudes to know that there is a living God. And it's very fascinating that when they were willing to die for their crime, in quote, of doing what was right, that's where their promotion came. Because as you know the story, it was in the fire that they were promoted. So in other words, what I'm saying is, if you want to be promoted, if you want to be trusted with more, you must go to the fire. You must be tested. Your faith will always be tested because God wants you to know if your faith is real or fake. And he's using this. He's using this time to show the whole world who is real, who is who in a zoo, as I call it. So it's an exciting time. I mean, I'm facing 10 years of imprisonment in just 2 weeks on August the 9th, but it's my sentencing. I have already been convicted of eco-terrorism. I have already been convicted of inciting mischief. I'm the first Canadian ever that has been found guilty of inciting mischief. Never has been done. I'm the first ever to be charged with this eco-terrorism, and now I am found guilty of terrorism. Why? Because I delivered a church sermon to the truckers, telling them three times within my 19-minute sermon, peacefully, no guns, no swords. But they don't care because they're pathological liars. Mm-hmm. Stephen Johnston, the Crown Prosecutor, he is a manipulator. He's a liar. He's a demon-possessed, evil individual. So those people don't care. They have agenda. Mm-hmm. They hate God, and they hate everyone that represents God. And you know, yesterday a reporter asked me a question. He says, why do you think they hate you so much? Why do you think they attack you left and right? Here is what I believe it's going on. During the 3 years of a lie, what they did, they blanketed the entire world with terror, with fear, mm-hmm. with lies. And here mm-hmm. comes a man that gives people, they segregated us, they separated mm-hmm. us because they're predators. Mm-hmm. And they pounded on the elderly, on the children. They deprived people from hope. And here comes a man with a message of hope. He comes a man that says, unite, mm-hmm. come together. If they tell you, separate, segregate, you invite your friends. You do the opposite because there is a living God, and God mm-hmm. wins in the end. I think they hated the message of hope because they wanted people to not have hope. Because people without hope, they quit. They throw a towel. They submit. They become mm-hmm. good slaves. Mm-hmm. A slave cannot have hope for freedom. A slave has to give up that right in order to be completely obedient to the beast system. So what I was giving people, it was hope that God is God of freedom. In the Bible, it says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
There's freedom. Yes, yes. Uh-huh. So and who the Son sets free is free indeed.
That's right. Yes. And that's why I believe they hate me so much, because I have become that symbol of freedom, symbol of hope, reminding people that in the end of the day, the villains will be judged.
Yeah.
And the truth will, in the end, win.
So how can we help and support you? Because in 10 days, you're going to go face this crooked court again, and you could face up to 10 years in prison. How can we help and support you?
Well, there are three ways. You know what? Number one, pray that mm-hmm. God's perfect will be accomplished. Whatever that means, God's perfect will. Second, you can put pressure on your politicians, like Senator Hawley and others, your politicians that can speak about this case, mm-hmm. come to our defense. Because corruption, the number one thing that corruption hates is exposure, is light. They're like cockroaches. And you bring a light, they run in panic. They don't want to be seen as the villains because they're afraid that sooner or later, the eyes of the people will be open, and then they will be hanging, you know, on the trees, because that's what people do when they realize that their loved ones were murdered by those politicians. So they are afraid. They're terrified of that, that one day justice will be served, and they don't want the people to know who did this to them, who is doing this to them. And of course, the next one, a way you can help is, I mean, if I'm taken away, somehow my family needs to be supported. So if you can support us, you know, even a little bit, we will be grateful. I mean, the fight continues. My son is in the hot waters right now. And no matter what happens, you know, we need to pay the bills. We need to keep hiring lawyers. We need to keep fighting. Like I said, we're going to appeal it right away. And the bills, they don't care. The bills right. keep coming. So you can do that by going to streetchurch.ca website, streetchurch.ca. And there are ways to help us out. And if you're in Canada, we have e-transfer system. You can directly e-transfer us to art@streetchurch.ca. And of course, that's my email. So if you want to send me an email, You can do that as well. And thank you for, you know, for all your prayers, for all your support. And I'm telling you, political pressure works. They hate exposure. They don't like to be exposed. That's why those biggest, the bigger names, the bigger players are hidden. They are hiding. Mm-hmm. They're plotting in the shadows. That's mm-hmm. a shadow government that is doing this to our loved ones. So expose them. Look what happened with this movie, The Sound of Freedom, how mm-hmm. much they hated the politicians, the Hollywood pedophiles, how much they hate that exposure because they don't want the people to know what's really happening.
That's right. Well, I need to ask you this question because it has cost you millions of dollars or thousands of dollars, and you've been in prison for a lot of it. So has God been a provider to you and your family financially? And if he has, I would like to know about that.
You know, since we started to feed the poor, since we started to work with the homeless people 24 years ago, since we became a full-time ministers, I'm telling you, we have never once run out of food, not even once, not even close. Every time we are lacking something, like, for example, one day I was at the prayer meeting and we had only enough meat for the next meeting. That's it. And a man walks into the meeting room without even talking to me and says, well, do you want chicken? Because I got a few truckloads of chicken. I want to give it. You know, so those kind of miracles happen on a regular basis. Every time we come close to run out, truckloads are showing up and more than we can chew on. So God has been good. But truly, my life and the life of our ministry, Street Church, is a Psalm 23. God prepares a table and he fills it, and my cup overflows in front of our enemies. So God is a faithful God. And when we run out of funds, then God allows us to do another show or another meeting, or someone just sends it. So that's what is happening. And you got to remember, God uses people. So he puts on people's hearts, well, can you chip in? Can you help a little bit here and there? So that's how we have survived all those years. I mean, millions of dollars of legal fees. At that time, we had to sell our properties, our land. I was a businessman before. But yet, through all of that fire, the fiery furnace, God always comes victoriously in our lives. And it has been dangerous. They put my house on fire. They tried to murder me multiple times. They unscrewed wheels of my truck. I was physically attacked. Our church was vandalized for 3 months. They broke and stole our equipment multiple times. But you know what? In the end of the day, God always has the final say. And I've decided that every time enemy does evil to me, for example, we had people breaking our windshields. I'll do a video. I'll say, this is what enemy wants. The enemy wants me to be poor and miserable and hurting. I'm turning to you, God's children. Let's give the devil a bloody nose. And if you can support that we can replace the windshield, please do that. And you know what? When they stole all of our equipment, I did that. Instead of just being whining and complaining, poor me, this happens to me again, I would do a video and I say, well, we've lost our equipment. They've stolen our speakers. They've stolen our board. Let's just come together as a community. Let's come together as a children of God. Let's chip in and let's buy a better equipment, a more powerful speakers. And that's what we have been operating. Instead of being poor me, I want to give a bloody nose to the devil. And I said that to Antifa and BLM. You want to hurt me? Be my guest. Come and hurt me. I'll do another video and I'll ask people to bless me. So your cursing will become my blessing and the blessing of the church.
I love that. I love that. So if anyone could donate to Pastor Art's family, please go to streetchurch.ca, streetchurch.ca. And if you are an American citizen watching this, please reach out to your elected officials and asking them to speak out against the mistreatment of Pastor Arthur Pavlovsky. Also be in prayer for him as he faces the next court date, which could lock him up for up to 10 years. So God bless you, Pastor. Thank you for being so brave. Thank you for coming on my program. It meant the world to me. And you will be in my prayers.
Thank you so much. God bless. And again, remember, we have already won. The enemy just doesn't know it yet. Go out there and be the lion that God, or lioness that God wants you to be. Keep roaring. Keep eating the hyenas. You know, I can't eat them all. Look at me. I'm getting bigger and bigger. I need help. Go out there and take what rightfully belongs to you. Be blessed.
Hey, America. Dr. Stella Emmanuel here. I'm doing this video because I get a lot of inbox messages, Facebook, on Twitter, and even on Gap and everything. Just people asking me what to do about COVID long symptoms and also those that are vax injured. So we made a few products. One of them is CoviLite. CoviLite is an electrolyte. It has all the vitamins and minerals that you need. On top of that, it has things like elderberry. It has pomegranate. It has resveratrol. It has a CoQ10, black cumin. It has a lot of antioxidants and minerals and that can help you to detox. And also have COVID cleanse that was actually created for that. It has milk tea. So these things will help you detox and also help you to deal with the inflammation that comes with this. For those that are having COVID long symptoms, we recommend this. Do the 4-day detox and take CoviLite. We've seen a tremendous success with that. For those that are having a vax injury, we include all three of these CoviLites, and then we also tell them, do a telemedicine appointment, get some ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine and take it before you start the products. We've seen a lot of success with all this. So go on our website, drstellamd.com. Use the promo code right here. You don't need to deal with COVID long symptoms. We can help you with vax injury to be able to help deal with the spike protein disease that is going on. Anyway, God bless you, and go on our website, drstellamd.com. Like I say, use this promo code right here on the screen and you'll get a discount. Thank you.
So I wanted to introduce you to a company that makes really healthy personal care products, and that is Hero Soap Company. I love Hero Soap Company. This is my favorite scent. It's called The Meadow. It smells amazing. Oh, so nice and clean. You're getting real, so good. You're getting healthy products, because did you know in the personal care products they put a lot of garbage in there that disrupts the hormones and other things? Well, this is all clean products. You're supporting a company that's American-made product. It's co-owned by a veteran, and what I love about this company is they also support veterans and first responders with purchases of their soaps. So if you go to herosoapcompany.com, use promo code AMBERMAY at checkout, you're going to save yourself some money. So we're supporting a Patriot owned, veteran owned, American made soap company right here. We're supporting them. You're getting a discount and you're getting healthy, clean products to use on your body at home. So here is soapcompany.com, promo code AMBERMAY at checkout.
When I invented MyPillow, my passion was to help each and every one of you. And 20 years later, all of your support is what keeps us going. Because of you, we've been able to create thousands of USA jobs and help millions get the best sleep ever. To thank you, my employees and I are bringing you a limited edition MyPillow. The Giza Elegance MyPillow is made with my patented adjustable fill, the most amazing cotton, and a 2-inch pipe gusset. It has 4 custom loft levels, machine washable and dryable, and you get my 60-day money-back guarantee and 10-year warranty.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your limited edition 20th anniversary MyPillow queen size. Retails for $69.98, now only $19.98. That's right, get a queen size MyPillow for only $19.98.
From all of us here at MyPillow,
thanks, America!
Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Socially Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show.